downtown San Jose, California, Tuesday. A hazmat team was called in. The cause of the odor? An office worker cleaning a fridge that was filled with rotten food. The volunteer, who was suffering from allergies, didn't smell a thing. AAA predicts that nearly 32.5 million people will travel 50 miles or more Memorial Day weekend. That's an increase of 1.5% over last year. The Auto Club attributes lower gas prices and multiple travel bargains for the increase. I'm Richard Stewart, and you've been listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and today they're going to be your views because, well, we were supposed to have somebody on. He hasn't called in. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. Well, it's been now over 6 months since the Henry Paulson announced that we were having real financial problems, and he was going to, of course, to take the TARP funds. If we just give him that $700 billion, $750 billion, and he was going to buy up all those mortgages out there that would look like they were going to foreclose and keep people in their homes and stop this cascade of home foreclosures, which is the very basis of everything going on today. And he knew exactly what he was doing when he decided he wasn't going to do it. He objected to the efforts by Sheila Bair of the FDIC to begin trying to negotiate the mortgages. We actually had something called Hope for Homeowners. Oh, it was a wonderful slogan. It was enacted by government. It was going to help 400,000 homeowners maintain their homes. And you know what happened? Why? It helped one mortgage holder. It was supposed to be 400,000 mortgages were going to be renegotiated, and one actually was. Now, do you honestly believe that they could do such a poor job unintentionally? There were more home mortgages foreclosed on last month than ever before, and more people are losing their homes than ever before. And home prices dropped more last month than at any time before. Do you think this is happening because we have incompetence in Washington, D.C.? Then the answer, in my estimation, is we do not have competence in Washington, D.C. We have some of the smartest men in the world who are intentionally creating this whole crisis because it is going to drag down the whole world economy, and out of that will come the New World Order. And if you have not read Henry Kissinger's January 12th, 2009 article in the International Herald Tribune. Why, you certainly want to Google that and pull it down. And if you can't find it, why, of course, you can give us a call and we'll send it to you. But you need to read what he says, and he makes it very, very clear. This whole crisis, well, you've got two alternatives. The nations of the world can either join this new international order or face chaos. And what national leader would want to face chaos? Understand that our leaders know exactly what they're doing, and they're specifically avoiding doing what is necessary to try to stop the cascade of home foreclosures. During the Great Depression, they actually organized a group, I think it was Reconstruction Finance Corporation, and they bought up all the home loans, and then they held them until they went back up again. But at least we kept people in their homes. We did not have the foreclosures and drive down the prices of homes as dramatically as they are today. So the techniques that have been used really are amazing, and we chronicle those in a talk we've given called The Financial Armageddon, and we'll be giving it again at the Conspiracy Conference on the 6th and 7th of June. But basically what they did is they stopped, or almost stopped, issuing small business loans. A lot of businesses are certainly are living on borrowed money, and that's how they're able to make their salaries, make their ends meet by the products. And they can keep their head above water as long as they can continue borrowing money. But when you shut down the borrowed money, and this was about August of 2008, this was about 10 months ago, 9 months ago, why they that began, of course, to create problems as far as borrowing. And then, of course, the big banks were really all in on this, and because these big banks, all of them tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. In fact, the biggest banks in America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, I mean, they all have people who are or were within the recent past members of the Trilateral Commission. There's only 87 U.S. citizens part of this little international group, and yet they control Goldman Sachs. They control J.P. Morgan Chase. They control Citigroup. They have their people sitting on the Federal Reserve, and they have their people sitting as president of the board of the Bank of Israel and up in Canada, and the key banks up there. Well, of course, that's a Canadian who's up there. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that these people know exactly what they're doing. So basically, of course, there was no crisis in lending, as of October. In fact, if you look at the gross domestic product for the third quarter of last year, it was excellent. And it wasn't until the fourth quarter of last year, after the massive propaganda campaign kicked off, that the gross domestic product dropped about, I think it was 6.1 to 6.7%. We know that there was no problem with borrowing or lending from the Federal Reserve Board's own statistics. And you can check this out. There was a bank, it's called the Minneapolis branch of the Federal Reserve Bank, and they actually did an analysis of Federal Reserve statistics in October of last year, at the same time that Henry Paulson was telling us everything was just terrible and everything was collapsing. They went over the statistics and said, there is no problem. Loaning is going on just as it always has. Well, then, of course, the Celent Group, C-E-L-E-N-T-E, I believe. No, Celent, C-E-L-E-N-T, no E on the end. And you can look it up on the Internet. Cliff Kincaid wrote a wonderful summary of their report, which we actually eventually were able to get. And they analyzed in December all of the Fed statistics. And these were the statistics that Henry Paulson and Ben Bernanke had, and they said there is no cutting back on lending. Well, of course, certainly any cutting back that occurred would have been because people were afraid to lend. And our big banks, after they got the TARP funds, now remember, I think they got about $125 billion. There were, I think, nine major banks that got $125 billion, and they continued lending. They lent in China. They lent in India. They lent in Dubai. They lent money in Spain, $10 billion, I think Citigroup lent $10 billion in Spain, but they were making it very difficult to get a loan here in the United States. They jacked up the interest rates. So they had plenty of lending, but they were lending it elsewhere, not here in the United States. And then, of course, on October 3rd, the very day that the TARP legislation passed, that's a Troubled Asset Relief Program, passed through Congress after $150 billion of actual bribes had been included for the congressmen, so the legislation really wasn't $700 billion. By this time, it was $850 billion. And bribes are bribes. I don't care whether they're just simply, you know, given to local communities in the congressman's district to buy his support, but that's what it was all about. And they managed to change, I think it was 55 votes. And, of course, I figured that was about $2.25 billion a vote in bribes to the congressman who changed them. Votes. They got the TARP legislation through, and on that very day, October 3rd of last year, the Federal Reserve actually began paying interest on the deposits, the reserves that were deposited them, and dried up $500 billion of money that could have been lent by the small banks, and with a multiplier of 10, that was $5 trillion that wasn't available for lending. They knew exactly what they were doing. Our number, 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. I want to hear what you think about what's going on.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We at Life Change Tea would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu. But unfortunately, the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change Tea help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the tea. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the tea.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I think we've got Wynn calling in from Texas. Hi, Wynn. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, yeah, I had a comment. I just I wanted to say that you're absolutely right. It seems to me that for a long time our government's been creating problems and then providing solutions that only seem to entrench them more deeply and profit the cronies that are connected to them. And I think that people had better prepare by storing food and preparing for hyperinflation perhaps as soon as next year. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so. I don't know when it's coming, but I know it's coming sooner or later. And it's really not our government, though. We have an invisible government. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's not that many of them. It's just that they've got a great deal of wealth that they've got through their fraudulent financial and banking system. And they purchase the media. And they purchase the people who teach our kids in our universities. And they control, you know, certainly the corporations and the banking system across America. And they buy and sell politicians. That's where the problem is. And you go back and read what Thomas Jefferson said, you know, back in the early 1800s about the bank buying the politicians. You read what Andrew Jackson said in his farewell address in 1837 about them buying the government and trying to buy the government and the banks' war on the people. I mean, it's there. You can pull it down. It's interesting. I was doing a research project, and I looked up Andrew Jackson's farewell address, and you Google it into the top of the page. There's a nice address there, but in little small letters it says it's abridged, and you read it through, and they completely delete anything Andrew Jackson said about the bank. Whereas if you read the entire address, why, it's very obvious that that Andrew Jackson, rather extensively, that was the major thrust of his farewell address, and somebody, first of all, simply deleted that from the abridged edition and then got it at the top of the page on Google. I mean, that costs a certain amount of money. You do that so that you can keep the American people from ever really realizing that the banks buy and sell politicians, and they have a plan to destroy this nation.
I couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Stan. And I've noticed time and time again these so-called professors. There was a TV show on this morning, and there was supposedly this doctor who was a professor from Emory University, and she was going on and on about how we had to move forward and couldn't look back, you know, and couldn't prosecute people for either war crimes or terrorism that they've committed on other countries or the torture, as we're hearing right now. You know, now is not the time to point fingers and place blame. They keep reusing that tactic over and over, Dr. Stan. We've seen it after Katrina, and we've seen it, you know, after 9/11 and after it was exposed that the whole Iraq war was a sham. And it just really infuriates me. I'm to the point where I want to quote a great American, and then I'm going to listen to you. There was once a man who said, "I know not which road for which the rest of you may choose, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." And I've never known liberty in my life in this country.
Well, that was Patrick Henry. That's a great speech.
Absolutely.
And I hope that you will get it out. We used to teach that in school, and kids would memorize that. You know, the war has already started in the North, you know. I know not what course my others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Patrick Henry was a great patriot trying to inspire the people to be involved, and we have to call them, we don't want an armed rebellion. We couldn't win an armed rebellion, but we need a vast majority of the people who understand what liberty is about, and that is limiting the power of the government. That's what our government's all about. We've got a subversive element in Washington, D.C., who hates America, who is dedicated to this concept of a world government, and we have to educate the people. That's why I do what I do, and I hope you're telling people about what's going on, getting some of our material. You can pull down all of our newsletters or get our little pamphlets we put out. They're economical, and copy anything we have. Just get people to think.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'll listen, and you just keep up the good work.
I will. God bless, and thanks so much. Well, I think we had Don, but I think maybe he has dropped off. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Is Don there or not? All right, Don dropped off, so if you want to give us a call, you can get right in. But we've got a real problem. One of the things we've done, we put together a syllabus. We call it the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and it contains the membership list of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, as best we can assemble it, the Trilateral Commission. I got that list from the Trilateral Commission, the Group of 30. And, of course, a lot of the people actually belong to all of them, like Timothy Geithner, who's the Secretary of the Treasury, who's the phoniest guy I ever saw. You know, he is simply a pimp for Henry Kissinger. He came from Kissinger and Associates, and he's not trying to solve the problem, but he's trying to give the American people the idea we're trying to solve the problem, and, oh, we're going to have a stress test. I don't know if you watch Saturday Night Live, but, you know, sometimes you'll learn more about what's going on in America from watching the parody or the skit that they have at the beginning of Saturday Night Live than you'll learn from reading the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times and Time Magazine, Newsweek Magazine, and U.S. News and World Report put together. And, of course, they had a parody there about 2 weeks ago about a Timothy Geithner's stress test. And, you know, that it was to be a test to see if the banks could hold up, if the economy continued to falter. And so, you know, what would happen if the economy decreased another 20%? Well, we would have a pass and fail, but the banks objected to that. So we decided we would have two classifications. One was pass, and then there was pass with an asterisk mark, so that really that would, of course, be on the other side of pass. But the banks objected to that, so they decided to have two categories. There was either pass or pass. And, of course, and a lot of the banks really were having some problems. They needed to raise capital. And what you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is the whole banking structure, not only of this country, but the whole world is bankrupt, and it has been intentionally bankrupted. They did this intentionally by creating these defective, these fraudulent bonds, with these so-called collateral debt obligations, which they managed to sell not only to banks here in the United States, but to financial institutions and hedge funds and pension funds all over the world. And how did they do it? Well, they took all these defective, fraudulent loans. Maybe somebody bought a home. You know, they made $20,000 a year, and they were allowed to buy a home for $750,000 with nothing down and maybe simply only interest payments or interest payments for, you know, 3 years, or maybe no payments at all. You just got the home and with nothing down, with the idea that the home was going to go up in value. And you know, 3 years from now, why the home would be worth so much more. You could probably even start borrowing money on it and use your home as a piggy bank. And a lot of people got lured into or snookered into or lied into taking out these predatory loans. Now, it wasn't that nobody knew what was going on. That was the Elliot Spitzer story. The attorney generals all across America knew exactly what was going on, and they wanted to stop it. They recognized that predatory lending practices would destroy the financial system of the world, and they wanted to intervene, and the Bush administration would not let them enforce them. Their own state laws, and when Elliot Spitzer tried to tell the story, That's when the FBI announced that he was having an affair with a prostitute. Wasn't it convenient?
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome45.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home. And IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you're out there across America listening to us, we'd love to hear from you. Because our regularly scheduled guest just forgot to show up, or he was confused about the time. He lives on the East Coast, and he thought it was earlier back there than it was out here. And believe me, this happens, I'm sure, many, many times. But anyway, of course, we were basically talking about what's happening financially. Now, basically, ordinarily, the banks figure that, depending upon the incidence of unemployment, for instance, if there's 5% unemployment, you'll have about 5% of your credit cards will default. You have 7% of your unemployment, you'll have 7% of your credit cards default. We've got 8.9% unemployment that they will admit to, and they will admit that the underemployed, and that's the unemployed plus the people who've had to take jobs at a much lower rate, maybe just work a half-time, is up to 15.2% right at the present time. And so the banks are frightened to death. The people who issue the credit cards are frightened to death that there's going to be a dramatic increase in the defaults on the credit cards. And, of course, what are you going to do if the people don't have any assets and you've lent them money and all they just do is they go into bankruptcy and that's the end of it for you? And they're talking about the possibility of a couple of $100 billion will be lost just on those credit cards. And understand that the people are losing funds. The stock market's going up, but that's all manipulated by the Working Group on Financial Matters. That's the Working Group on Financial Matters. And you can read about it up on the Internet. It is created under the Reagan administration to, you know, prevent a catastrophic drop in the stock market so that people wouldn't panic. But it's being used on a regular basis today to manipulate the price of commodities and of gold and of silver and of the stock market, or every aspect of whether it be the NASDAQ or Standard & Poor or the Dow Jones, although the Dow Jones is much easier to manipulate than the others. And so it plays games with people's mind, and as they see the market going up, why, of course, they think, gee, I better get back in again. You know, I've already lost a lot of money, but if I put more money in, I'm going to make money. And, of course, the trouble is that this is not the way it works. The game is rigged, and you can't win. Well, we've got somebody calling from Tennessee. Again, our number, 1-800-259-5791. But I'm not a financial advisor, but I will tell you the system is rigged, and get out of the stock market. Hi, who do we have calling from Tennessee?
This is Tennessee Tony.
Hi, Tennessee Tony. Good to have you with us.
Well, I heard that, partner. Listen, I've got a question. All these problems that we're having right now, I know here in Tennessee that we have a right to summons our, you know, our leaders, our senators and congressmen, what have you.
You have a right to do what now?
Summons your representatives.
How do you summons them?
Well, you just get a few people together and sign a summons and send it to them, and they have to appear before a, town meeting, whatever.
Well, I've never heard that, but I wouldn't disagree with that. I've just never heard of such a thing, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, we have it here in Tennessee, and I feel fairly sure that other states would have the same, you know, same
privilege. I've never heard of such a thing, but anyway, you go ahead. You say you have it there in Tennessee, but what happens if the congressman doesn't come?
Well, he has to.
Why are you going to send the police after him?
No, sir. It's in our constitution that he has to appear.
All right, fine. Well, what's your point?
Okay. I'm sure that other states have the same privilege.
No, I've never heard of it, so go right ahead.
Okay. Well, if people start summoning their representatives and bring them before the people, then they could start answering to us rather than people in Washington, couldn't they?
But you see, look, the reality of it is that these guys are bought and paid for, and they probably have blackmail information on a lot of them. They'll actually send people out. I don't know if you heard my interview yesterday with Kathy O'Brien, but she was a sex slave for the CIA, and her job was to compromise politicians so that the CIA would own them. And once they had their picture, you know, stark naked with a beautiful lady, you know, on either video or film, why, of course, they own them. And believe me, most of our congressmen are owned. And those who aren't, they'll come after and target. So, I mean, it sounds very idealistic, but the reality, Tony, is that we got a real problem, and we're going to have to get rid of those people who've been there for any period of time, because believe me, they would have something on every one of them.
Well, what's going to keep them from getting them on somebody else?
Well, all we have to do is hope we'd have met a principal who would not compromise their principles and sleep with a little girl who came up and made aggressive moves on them. So all we can do is just try to educate the public and hope that down the line we can vote all those scoundrels out of office. But even more than that is to expose the people at the top of this. Most people really don't understand that the Trilateral Commission was set up in 1973 to take over control of our government, and it owns the government today. It owns the media, it owns the corporations, it owns the banking, and until people understand that, if they think that they're going to summon a congressman and get him to do what they want to, they're sadly mistaken. But anyway, I appreciate it. Why don't you go ahead and try it and see if it works? Okay,
well, you do that.
You go ahead and do it, and you let us know what happens. Tony, are you there?
Yeah, but I still can't understand why we can't control our own people, sir.
Well, look at where the mess we are today. I mean, if we really controlled Congress, do you think they'd be doing what they're doing? When the TARP legislation came up last year, came up in September, and Henry Paulson asked for $700 billion. And when the word got out, everybody started phoning their congressmen. The calls were between 90% and 99% against the TARP legislation, and there were literally hundreds of thousands of calls, and as a result of that, Congress voted down the TARP legislation on Monday. That was the Monday before the 3rd of October. I think it was the 28th of September. Well, now, ordinarily, when a legislation has been voted down, the rules of the House are you can't bring it back again. But they brought it back 5 days later on Friday with $150 billion in bribes, and nobody's ever said there were bribes. And they shifted 55 votes at about $2.25 billion a vote. So that's. But where did the money come from? It wasn't somebody else's money. That was our tax money that was being given to those congressmen to buy their vote. Where was the outcry? Have you heard anybody talking about that?
No, sir, but I still say that if people would summon their congressmen and senators home and made them stand up before them, they would answer more to us than they would to them, or they wouldn't get voted back into office.
Well, I'll tell you what, most of those congressmen who voted in favor of TARP got back in office, but I want you to go ahead and you summon your congressman, and you let me know what happens, will you?
Okay, thank you, sir.
God bless. Okay, our number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. I'd love to hear from you and see what you'd like to talk about at this time. But as we're looking at what's happening financially, certainly there's no question General Motors is going to go into bankruptcy and we're going to keep giving them money. But you have to understand, General Motors is long ago decided to shift their production overseas. They have 8 major automotive factories in China. They just opened within the last 6 months at least one brand new factory over there. They're the second largest manufacturer of cars in communist China today. They've opened a big plant in communist Russia right there in Moscow. They have I don't know how many plants down in Brazil. So we're giving General Motors money so that they can build their plants throughout the rest of the world. But we can't tell the American people that. They wouldn't understand what this is really all about. It's all about redistribution of our jobs and our manufacturing and our wealth to other countries. That's the plan. If you haven't read the Earth Charter, go up in the Internet and pull it down. That's the Earth Charter. Look at point 10B, and then, of course, help us to get the word out while we still can.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, virucide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kit's hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, we've got Bill calling from Pennsylvania. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Bill. Dr. Stan, this is Bill, a long-time listener.
Okay, fine. Yeah, what would you like to talk about?
This fiat currency that we're in right now. You hear on the news about these bailouts, all this money, and I tell people it's bogus. Am I doing the right thing?
You're absolutely right. The thing is that people have to understand the fact that there's no instance in all history where a nation's gone into fiat money where that system has survived, and it will eventually collapse this country. And you can read history. We got a little pamphlet called The History of Money where we talk about some of the instances when John Law, you know, got the French to issue paper money. They were going to create this wonderful prosperity, and it just about destroyed the country. And then, but the French aren't very smart. They did it again in 1789. About, I think it was 1730 when, or maybe it was 1720 when John Law got them to do it. And then, of course, in the 1789, they did the same thing. Certainly our founders realized that a fiat money system wouldn't work. This is what's going on in Zimbabwe. Our State Department put Mugabe in over there, and they ended up with an inflation rate of 186 sextillion percent. A year, and eventually they just gave up the money altogether. You have to have money for exchange, or the whole society breaks down. Now they're using American dollars or South African rand, something like that. But we need to let people know that this is fraudulent money, and the banks created out of nothing, and then they even have the audacity to charge us interest on it.
Well, I presume that was the answer. But how can these people stand up there and lie day after day after day in our schools? Everything is a giant lie, Stan.
Well, we have to be able to counter them. And you have to understand it's not all money, it's credit. And credit is imaginary money. In other words, the banks aren't printing all this money. The Fed isn't printing all the money. A lot of it is simply credit that it's creating. And credit is utilized by money. But when you go into the bank and you borrow $100,000 to buy a home, you know, and you put down $10,000, they give you $90,000. But it's a bank entry. It's all done with bank entries. I think you'll be fascinated by my latest newsletter, where I simply go back and reiterate and record what Thomas Jefferson said over 200 years ago about the fraudulent nature of fractional reserve banking. I mean, he saw what was going on, so did Alexander Hamilton, and we need to educate the American people. And let them know they've been defrauded, and these wicked people have created wars and revolutions, and they've sponsored some of the greatest despots in the world. And if we don't get things straightened out, we're going to end up just like the Chinese did, you know, when the communists took over with our help and slaughtered 100 million innocent Chinese. We're going to see the same thing here. Our job is to get out there, and I hope you'll help me educate the people.
Well, I've been out at the Truth Seeker. I've been telling everybody, and, you know, the same. I said, listen, it's not a conspiracy theory modem. It's an agenda, like Mr. Williams had said.
Absolutely.
And, Dr. Sam, you know, man, I'd like to ask you another question. As far as Bible prophecy, the Church of Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, according to some brothers that I pastor with, they claim that's the key point in end times. That you believe that, or?
Well, no. What was the key point that you were making?
Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, and also the Church of Philadelphia. Is that going to be part of Armageddon or part of the Rapture?
Well, I really can't tell you whether, but I can tell you that I believe that the Lord is coming one of these days. I just don't know when he's coming. But right now, I think that everything is fitting into place. And if you haven't seen the set of DVDs we have by Billy Crone, or we have him on regularly to talk about these things, Pastor Billy Crone has done a great job of just pulling together all sorts of information on the biblical prophecies and how they're being fulfilled today. So I don't know what the relationship is between the Church of Philadelphia and the State of Philadelphia, but I do know the Lord's coming. Hey, we got to go because we've got another caller. Thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Kent, who's calling from West Virginia. Hi, Kent. How you doing?
And George called from Tennessee, who wanted to summon his congressman because I live here in West Virginia. I've got a bum here named Mollahan, and I was dealing with applied to the patent office, and the Republicans got in and corrupted the patent office and made a mess of things. And long and short of, they misled me into paying a filing fee, but this congressman of mine is the chairman of the committee that supervises the patent office, and you'd think he would have some sway, but he refuses to do anything for me, and I've been investigating him, and he inherited his seat from his daddy, and he was kicked off the ethics committee because of an article written about him in the New York Times and the Washington Post about his ethics, and he was just recently written up in Roll Call, you know, the Capitol newspaper. But yet, with all these allegations against him, he's ostensibly a Democrat, but the Republicans don't, I was going to vote against him, but the Republicans don't even field a candidate against him.
All right, fine. Well, then you need to get the people organized in your community and forget about the local Republican Party. You let everybody know what a crook he is and vote for the Democrat one time, and then when the Democrat gets in there and just is corrupt, try to get an honest Republican. But it doesn't matter what the label is, because at the top they're all controlled by the same people. What we need are honest people. I don't care if they call them Democrats or Republicans. We want men who fear God in there, and you can do a lot. You can go agitating about him. You can go out to the local mall and start passing out flyers. You can go to the local churches and pass out flyers and let them know what a crook he is. At that point, he'll start to listen to what you have to say, okay?
Okay, thanks.
God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is listener-supported. And we have about 60 outlets a week. Quite frankly, we need your help to do what we're doing. If you'd like to help us, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or certainly you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and there's a donate button on my website. Just put it in there recently, but at least some people are noticing it there. And then, of course, if you'd like, of course, to hear our talk, we're going to be talking at the Conspiracy Conference, give off the lead talk. It's going to be on the 6th of June, Saturday and Sunday, 6th and 7th of June. If you want to sign up, the address is conspiracycon.com, conspiracycon.com. And then, of course, don't forget our big yearly conference here in the Monterey Bay area, beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. It's going to be on the 25th of October, so mark that down. And you know, if we still have a country by then, why, we're going to have a great conference, and I think we're going to have a country, because I think that they are certainly going to maintain America, at least in some form. They need this as the base for their evil operations. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you can't afford it. Go to our website, go to our video section, and scroll down to the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can watch the talk from which the book came. We have a new syllabus. It's called the Membership of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Just lists all the people who are affiliated with this, and some of the people may not even understand what it's about, but the people at the top really do. And, of course, this is part of this organized conspiracy against God. This is really what it's all about. And that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. And that's why they took Ten Commandments out of our schools. And that's why comedians like Jay Leno are constantly attacking everything that's good or worthwhile, like this young woman who is Miss California, who came out publicly and said she thought marriage should be between a man and a woman. They're doing everything they can to demonize her and to ridicule her, just like they did to Anita Bryant, because she said that she thought homosexuality is wrong. And it is wrong because God says it's wrong. That's what has to be the basis of our belief. Well, certainly you certainly want to get some of the new DVDs we have, like the one on vaccines and brain development, vaccines and brain development by Dr. Blaylock, Terrible New Diseases by Dr. Nicholson, great new 4-CD set entitled Deadly Assassins. You'll hear my interviews with a couple of CIA assassins. And then, of course, we hope, of course, you'll want to get the material we have on mind control. We have a CD-ROM with 18,000 pages, 18,000 pages of CIA files that they wanted to destroy, and somebody slipped up, and they were eventually classified, and then they were released. 18,000 pages of CIA files about the horrible things that they'd done to innocent people. We have the Rockefeller Committee report put out by the Veterans Administration talking about how they used our soldiers and even our population as human guinea pigs. And ladies and gentlemen, they